cryptocurrency amounting to close to 130 million kroner, belonging to a man convicted of running an online marketplace for illegal drugs on the darknet, has now been secured, the Swedish prosecution authority writes in a press release. A quote from the press release reads, "Cryptocurrency is now used in multiple areas of crime, either for making payments or as a tool of crime. The cryptocurrency has now been sold and the sum will go back to the Swedish state." There's been a new tremor at a site operated by mining company Boliden in Hedemora, central Sweden. This according to local newspaper Södra Dalarnas Tidning. According to Boliden, this was an aftershock at a depth of around 800 meters underground. All underground workers have been taken up to ground level. At an earlier incident in March, four people were lightly injured in a cave-in at the same mine. Since then, tremors at the site have been more frequent and more powerful. The cracked sewage pipe in Malmö that's been pumping out untreated sewage into the city's central canal has been temporarily fixed, reports Swedish Radio's local news desk. It means that residents can now flush their toilets as they normally would. However, they're still urged to avoid any contact with the water in the canal. And promising news for the Swedish men's football team ahead of the summer's World Cup. Star striker Alexander Isak of Liverpool, who had to sit out yet another match due to injury last weekend, is now back in training. His club coach said that everything went well as Isak took part in parts of the session. Sweden coach Graham Potter is to announce his World Cup squad on Tuesday next week and will hope to be able to include Isak among his players. That's our last news roundup of the week. I'm Sudhir Dutt, wishing you a restful and sunny weekend.